2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. 2 Chronicles 16:9. Psalm 119:144. Thy testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I might live. Psalm 119:144. Thy testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I might live. Psalm 119:144. Psalm 19:9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. Psalm 119:9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They're righteous altogether. Psalm 19:9. Psalm 145, 17. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his deeds. Psalm 145, 17. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his deeds. Psalm 145, 17. Would you open your Bibles this morning, please, to John chapter 10, verse 27. John chapter 10, verse 27. We spend a moment in prayer before we begin our time of study. As you all know, during this period of time, we're going to study God's Word for a few moments, and then we're going to give our time to the observance of the Lord's table. A magnificent time indeed for us to remember what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. All of us are aware of the fact that we're the recipients of the magnificent grace of God. He is so good and so wonderful to all of us. We want to thank him again for his blessings. Father, we're thankful that you made it possible for us to be here today. We are aware of the fact that we are the recipients of grace. As we've been hearing about grace today, we want to thank you again for salvation grace. We thank you for the fact that the Bible says, "For by grace you're saved through faith, and that salvation is not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any one of us should boast." We're thankful for salvation grace. We thank you for living grace. We thank you that you bless us every single day. No matter what the circumstances are in life, we're fully aware of the fact that you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you for living grace. We thank you for the fact that we have the assurance that one of these days, we do not know just when, you will take us to our eternal home. We'll either go by way of the rapture or we'll go by way of physical death. We are aware of the fact that the Scripture teaches us that as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we leave this life, we're absent from the body, but we're at home with our Savior. And we thank you for that assurance. We pray that in these moments now that we turn our attention away from the various distractions of the world and focus our minds upon the eternal Word of God, that we'll be able to receive spiritual fuel for our souls. We pray and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. On the screen, I put a statement. Have you ever said to anyone, "Have a great day"? Or have you ever been the recipient of someone saying to you, "Have a great day"? Today I want our thoughts to turn to John 10:27, and we'll read it in a few moments. But I want us to turn to have a great year. Have a great year. 2020. We should ask God to give us spiritual sight, 2020 sight, as we move into the year 2020. Even though we do not know what the future holds for any one of us, we're fully aware of the fact that we do know the one who holds the future. And he has promised us that he would be with us. He said, I am not going to leave you orphans. I will be with you. Our scripture for today is so magnificent. I'd like for us to have a theme for the year 2020. I have it on the screen for you now. Sheep, hear, follow. I would like for that to be my theme. I would like for that to be your theme for the year 2020. We find it here in John chapter 10, 27. I would encourage you to underline this passage in your Bible. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. As I begin to analyze this passage of Scripture for this particular service today, there are many things about this verse that I saw immediately that I would not be able to handle and present to you. I looked it over carefully. My sheep. And I picked that word out. Sheep. Hear my voice. And I thought, how wonderful. And then I saw, and I know them. I know them. It's good for us to know him, but here he says, I know them. And I thought, we could spend an hour or two right there. And then I noticed they follow me. And I thought, how wonderful that is for 2020. I give unto them eternal life. How wonderful that is. They shall never perish. How wonderful. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Wonderful. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Can you see how fantastic this passage is? So what am I to do in these brief moments? I have to pick for you some words out of the many words here that I believe that we need to consider for just a few moments. If you'll notice on the screen, I put sheep, hear, follow. Naturally, you would realize that I would spend a few moments to see what the verbs are saying. Hear. Akouo, A-K-O-U-O, akouo, hear. Present tense, keep on hearing. Active voice, subject produces the action of the verb. Indicative mood, the mood of reality. Now, I would love to spend a lot of time just dealing with what I've just said to you. but will not do that because I want to do some other things. I want you to see this. Sheep, if 2020 is what it should be for us in coming days, and we don't know just exactly what all will happen to us in the year 2020, the Lord may see fit to come and take us to Himself in 2020. Or the Lord may see fit to take any one of us in this auditorium now home in 2020. We do not know just exactly. That's the reason why we need to have spiritual vision, which is 2020 spiritual vision. And we will not have that spiritual vision, 2020, if we are not continually present tense, active voice, subject producing the action, indicative mood, the mood of reality, hearing. That's what it says. Hear my voice. So you want to spend a little time on the word? Let's not do it. Akouo, which means to hear under authority, have respect, be willing to listen attentively and carefully, be willing not only to hear, but be receptive and perceptive. Hear. Akouo. That's what it looks like in the Greek, in case you wanted to write that down. Beautiful. What else do we see here? Hear, follow. This beautiful word is A-K-O-L-O-U-T-H-E-O. Akolo Theo. Follow. Present tense, continuous action. Active voice, subject does it. Indicative mood, the mood of reality. I can assure you and myself today that if 2020 is going to be anything like it should be for you and me, you and I are going to have to make some decisions. And they're going to have to be positive decisions. We're going to have to do these things that are listed in this passage. Hear. Listen. Hear. And follow. My sheep, we are His sheep, saved by His grace. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. I know far more about them than they know about themselves. I know them. They have the responsibility of doing this on a day-by-day basis to follow me. I'm giving them life eternal. I want them to understand what that really means. It means that God so loved us that we became the recipients, as we've already heard in the first session today, of a gift not deserved by us at all, a gift of eternal life. And we are to remember that magnificent gift and be thankful for it. When we come to observe the Lord's table, it's a time of remembrance. I do not have the time, nor would I insult your intelligence today, because I know that you can read as well as I. But in the bulletin today, we have an insert called the Lord's Table. I'm going to ask you, if you have it close by, to take a look at it. We're not going to read all of this, but we're going to begin with number 6. Number 6 says, the focus of the Lord's Supper is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the unique person of the universe and should be the only celebrity in our Christian life. Do you see how fantastic point 6 is? The focus of the Lord's Supper is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the reason why we spend a few moments in silence, to give us the opportunity to think. We can think in silence and review in our own thinking, in our own mind, how wonderful the Lord is, that He is very unique. He's the unique person of the universe. He's the only VIP. If you'll notice number 7, the purpose for observing the Lord's Supper is to express our occupation with Him. Our occupation with the Lord God, our Heavenly Father. The members of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In your mind, I trust that you have a triangle there. And you're seeing at the top Deity 1. You're seeing Deity 2. You're seeing Deity 3. All members of the Trinity. Notice, if you will, number 8. Those who've advanced farther in the spiritual life will receive a much greater blessing from participating in this spiritual ritual than those who are just starting, or those who have not advanced over a period of time, neglecting spiritual advance. Notice number 9. The observance of the Lord's Supper is commanded to every church age believer. Every believer born after 30 A.D., and before the resurrection of the body of Christ or the rapture of the church is an individual priest to God. Therefore, this observance is a normal function of our priesthood. Notice number 10. In order for the Lord's Supper to be truly meaningful, the believer must have an understanding of some biblical concepts of soteriology, salvation. In other words, the doctrines related to salvation, the salvation work of Jesus Christ, include propitiation. If I sat by you and asked you to define for me the word propitiation, I'm sure that all of you could do it. Propitiation means the work of Jesus Christ toward God. Jesus' sacrifice on the cross satisfied the righteous claim of God against fallen humanity. Another great doctrinal subject is redemption. What is redemption? The work of Jesus Christ towards sin. By the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, as we already heard in the service this morning, He paid the penalty for sin and redeemed us from the slave market. Another subject is reconciliation. The work of Jesus Christ on the cross toward man, which says that Jesus broke down the barrier between God and man that had existed since the fall, and thus now reconciled us to God. Notice, a believer must have these great biblical concepts in the mind in order to be meaningful related to what's going on while we're observing the Lord's table. This is a testing time for us. A time for us to think about ourselves and our relationship to our Lord. For the Lord's Supper to have real meaning, there must have been some prior concentration so that while we're observing the Lord's table, there is some concentration. When the believer has advanced in the spiritual life to the point of having developed capacity, then it is possible to fulfill the command, "This do in remembrance of me." We bow for a moment of prayer. Our men will come and we will be ready for the observance of the Lord's table. May we pray together, please. As our men come, we're joining together in a moment of silent prayer. Father, it is so good for us to be here today. We realize how wonderful it is to spend some time in silence just to think about what all you've done and are doing for us. We realize that during this past year, you've blessed us in many ways, and we thank you for it. We realize that during this past year, from us, you've taken to yourself some of our loved ones and friends. And though they are not with us here physically, we are thankful that absent from the body, at home with the Lord. We thank you for that. We ask that in these moments of silence and in these moments of observing this magnificent ritual, that we'll be aware of the fact that your grace is always sufficient and that you've given us the assurance in your word that you would never leave us and never forsake us. We thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture says that Jesus took bread and broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." It is our custom to retain the bread until all have been served. Isaiah 53:5 says, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed." The bread represents Christ, whose body was broken for us. Take and eat thereof. Father, we are thankful today for the willingness of Jesus Christ to leave heaven's glory and come to this earth and go to the cross to bear our sins. We pray that you will guide each one of us, that we may remember the fact that you care for us and have blessed us so richly. We ask that you will be with us throughout these coming days, that we will have the type of spiritual vision that we should have for 2020, this coming days of the coming year. We thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. It is our custom to retain the cup until all have been served. We read in 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, "We have not been redeemed by corrupt things like silver or gold, but by the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without spot or blemish." Remember, as we take this cup today, we remember his willingness to be our substitute. We now join together in singing, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, which is page 324. We will stand as we sing, and after the singing, you'll be dismissed. May we stand together, please. The song number, again, is 324. Dismissed.